Krishna Book Canto 7, Vrindavana Antya Leela, Chapter 78, Scene 4, End of Vraja Leela. Evang Yogeshvara Krishna, Bhagavan Jagad Ishvaraha, Iyate Pashu Dristinang, Nirjito Jayatiti Saha. In this fashion, the Lord of all mystic yoga, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, the ultimate supreme personality of Godhead, is ever victorious. Whereas it seems as if the Lord of the universe is defeated for all those whose sight is like that of animals. So after killing Vidurata, Krishna crossed the Yamuna and went to the cowherder village of Nanda Maharaj, where Krishna honored and consoled his aggrieved parents. They drenched Krishna with tears and embraced him. And then Krishna offered obeisances to the elderly cowherder men and gratified all the residents with abundant gifts of clothing, ornaments, and so on. Lord Keshava also sported continuously with the cowherder women on the bank of the Kalindi or Yamuna, which was filled with pious trees. Thus the Supreme Lord, assuming the appearance of a cowherder, resided there for 2 months, enjoying the pleasure of intimate pastimes in various moods of loving reciprocation. Then, by the grace of Lord Vasudeva, Nanda and all the other residents of that place, together with their children and wives, assumed their eternal spiritual forms, boarded a celestial airplane, and ascended to the supreme Vaikuntha planet known as Goloka Vrindavan. However, after bestowing upon Nanda Gopa and all the other inhabitants of Vraja his own transcendental abode, which is free of all disease, Lord Krishna traveled through the sky and returned to Dwaraka as demigods chanted his praises. Lord Krishna's journey from Dwaraka to Vraja is confirmed by the following passage of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 11, Verse 9. Yarhi ambujaksha apasasara bo bhavan kurun madhun vata suhrid dadrikshaya tatrabda koti patima kshano bhavet ravin binakshnor ivanas tabachuta. O lotus-eyed Lord, whenever you go away to Mathura, Vrindavan, or Hastinapur to meet your friends and relatives, every moment of your absence seems like a million years. O infallible one, at that time our eyes become useless, as if bereft of the sun. Lord Krishna had been harboring a desire to go see his friends and relatives in Vraja ever since Lord Baladev had gone there himself. But Krishna's mother, father, and other elders in Dwaraka had refused to give Krishna permission. Now, however, after the killing of Shalva, when Krishna heard from Narada that Dantavakra had gone to Mathura, no one could object to the Lord's going there immediately without first entering Dwaraka. And after killing Dantavakra, Krishna would have the opportunity to meet with his friends and relatives living in Vraja. And so thinking like this, and also remembering Uddhava's allusion to the gopis, Gayanti te vishadakarma griheshu devyo, ragyang svashatru vadham atma vimokshanang cha, gopyas cha kunjara pater janakatma jaya, Pitroscha labda sharana munayo vayamcha. O Lord, In their homes, the godly wives of the imprisoned kings sing of your noble deeds, about how you will kill their husband's enemy and deliver them. The gopis also sing your glories, how you killed the enemy of the elephant king Gajendra, how you killed the enemy of Sita, the daughter of Janaka, how you killed the enemies of your own parents as well. And so also do the sages, who have obtained your shelter, glorify you, as do we ourselves. And so, Krishna went to Braja, dispelling the feelings of separation of the inhabitants. For 2 months, Lord Krishna enjoyed in Vrindavan, just as before, previous to Krishna's leaving there to kill Kamsa in Mathura. Then, at the end of 2 months, Krishna withdrew his Braja pastimes from mundane eyes by taking the demigod portions of his parents and other relatives and friends to Vaikuntha. Thus, in one complete plenary manifestation, Krishna went to Goloka in the spiritual world, while in another, Krishna remained perpetually enjoying in Braja, while invisible to material eyes, and in yet another, Krishna mounted his chariot and returned alone to Dwaraka. Meanwhile, the people of Saurasena province thought that after killing Dantavakra, Krishna had paid a visit to his parents and other dear ones and was now returning to Dwaraka. On the other hand, the people of Braja could not understand where Krishna had suddenly disappeared to, and so they were totally astonished. Furthermore, Shukadeva Goswami considered that Parikshit Maharaj might think, how is it that the same Krishna who caused the cowherders to attain Vaikuntha in their selfsame bodies could also cause the residents of Dwaraka to attain such an inauspicious condition while in the course of his Maushala Leela, where all of Krishna's family members were destroyed? Thus, King Parikshit might consider this arrangement unfair because of Parikshit's own affinity for the Yadus. So that is why Shukadeva Goswami did not allow Parikshit to hear this pastime. And so, here is a sequential list of the ending pastimes. First was the journey on the occasion of the solar eclipse. Then the Rajasuya sacrifice. Then the gambling match and the attempted disrobing of Draupadi. Then the Pandava's exile to the forest, then the killing of Shalva and Dantavakra, and then Krishna's visit to Vrindavan, and finally the winding up of Krishna's Vrindavana pastimes. Thus ends Canto 7 of Krishna Book, Vrindavana Antya Leela.
Bajahu re mana Srinandanandana Abhaya charanada vindane Dulava manava janama satsange Charaha e bhava sindhure Hare Nama Eva Kevalam Shita Atapa Bhata Bharishana Edjina Jamini Jagire Vipale Sevenu Kripana Dura Jana Chapala Sukha Lava lagire e dhana yobana putra pare jana ite ki ache para titire kamala dala jala jivana kalamala vajahu paripada nitire Shravana, Kirtana, Smarana, Vandana, Sadda Sevana, Dasyare. Pujana, Sakijana, Atmanivedana, Govinda, Dasa Abhi, Dasyare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vajahu re mana Srinandanandana Abhaya Charanada Vindare Durlava manava Janama sat sange Charaha te bhava sindhure Chita Atapa Bhata Barishana Tedina Jamini Jagire Bipale Sevenu Kripana Durajana Chapala Sukhalaba Lagire Edhana yobana putra parijana Itte ki ache para titire Kamala dala jala jivana chala mala Bajahu paripada nitire Shravana Kirtana Smarana Vandana Padda Sevana Dasyare Pujana Sakhi Jana Atmani Vedana Govinda Dasa Abhi Lashare Hare Nama Eva Evalam Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam.
All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.